Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone from her home in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Carla Jensen, who's an Audubon native, joins us this morning, and she is a published author who's coming back here locally to the area to talk a little bit about her work, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Carla, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. I'm really excited to speak with you.
Absolutely. So you're from Audubon originally, correct?
I am from Audubon, and I graduated from high school a long time ago, 1984, and then I went to Dana College in Blair, Nebraska, and graduated with a BA in communications and broadcasting, believe it or not, in 1988.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
It's a fun industry.
It is.
It is.
Do you still have a lot of relatives back there then?
I have a few. My parents are both deceased. My mom was a teacher in the Audubon school system, and my dad worked as a farmer originally, and then for the Audubon Lumber Center.
Oh, very good. Very well entrenched in the community then.
Yes, absolutely. And we still own our farm, a Century Farm out in Audubon as well.
Very good. So you do get back once in a while.
I sure do.
Great. Well, you're going to get a chance to come back here very soon to visit about a book that you've written. It sounds like an incredible story. You had to just lose your mind when you fell into this type of a situation where you've got an untold, incredible story.
It was. It was a great experience for me. And when I had met the Marine, I didn't really know him well. But I started a writer's group here at the Beaver Dam Area Arts Association, Cyple Center it's called. And so he knew I was the writer's group leader. And then I've done that for 10 years and still lead it. Founded that group, and then I also decided to participate in the Senior Center Writers Group as their leader. I agreed to do that for a year because I was really busy and ended up doing it for 6 years. So he saw a lot of me. He was a very active and still is a very active senior at the Senior Center here in Beaver Dam. And so he had caught me one day after the Senior Center Writers Group and said, "Hey, Carla, come here. I have a story I've never told anybody," which really piqued my interest instantly. And I said, "Oh, great, well, let's get together." And it took me a long time to even get together with him just because of my busy schedule. I had been the director at the Art Center where I founded that writer's group. And so we got together, I listened a bit, and I thought, well, I'm a columnist for a regional magazine. Maybe this would be a great magazine article. I always have a recurring column in what's called Local Laban Magazine in this direction in Wisconsin. And so when I talked to him and started delving deeper into his service history, I just couldn't believe I was sitting with this man who had been at all the places we study in history, Iwo Jima, Okinawa, Nagasaki, Saipan, and I just felt it was a book. I just knew it had to be a book because of the twists and turns that are in his story as well.
It has to be pretty humbling to have someone like that come to you after keeping all of this basically a secret from everyone, including his family, all these years, but he opens up to you.
I know, and I always wonder how his kids are really, what they're thinking about me at this time, because maybe they're a little jealous, but they've been great to work with, and it has been an interesting journey, because when I first started working with Del, we met every other week for the last 18 months or more to get his story down. He said he had two criteria. He said, "Carla, I really don't want you to use my real name," because he was a hand-to-hand combat killer, and if you read the book, you'll hear about what he had to do. He was a scout and a sniper, so of course that comes with all sorts of duties that are difficult, and especially in wartime, it's something he had no choice about doing. He just had to do it. He was paid to do that work, and he was good at it. So he said, "Don't use my real name." So for the first, I think, 15 months, I wrote it using someone else's name. And in fact, it's a little interesting tidbit. I'm like, whose name am I going to use? His name's Del, and my dad's name was Leo. And Leo is a very, you know, for that generation, Leo's a great name. So I said, "Hey, I'm going to give a nod to my dad, and I'll just write it using the name Leo." And my dad was a World War II veteran Coast Guard, but he did not go overseas. But I did have uncles and other relatives, of course, that were in the war, got killed in the war. And as I'm talking to Del, I'm thinking, why didn't I ask my dad and my uncles and all the folks that I knew more questions when I was young? But as a youngster, you don't really care. And you don't get that information until you study history. And I've become a lover of history because of it. But this has been fantastic. So the other thing that he did not want me to do was to tell his family. He had has four grown children. His wife is deceased and died about 5 years ago from Alzheimer's. And so he said, my kids don't really know any of my history. They only know that I served as a Marine, and that was it. Well, he served as the top Marine and Scout. He was the best sharpshooter they had. If anybody read or saw American Sniper movie last year that was out, I don't know if you're familiar with that. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I'm that guy from 1944. And if you saw that movie, it was pretty amazing. So he didn't even want me to tell his kids until he died and produced it on his deathbed. So that was a challenge. And he was a good negotiator and really putting me off for a long time. But I said, hey, if I was your daughter, and I'm pretty much the same age, a little bit younger than his children, I said, I'd be really mad at you if you were my dad and you were alive and had your faculties, and he is very sharp, has his mind. And I said, I would want to talk to you about all this before you died. So finally he agreed to let me tell his real name, use his real name, and to tell his kids. So one day when we were meeting, I walked into his apartment where we met every other month or every other week, and he slid me a little piece of paper with his youngest son's phone number on it, who lives in Virginia. And I said, oh, great, you told your son I'd be calling. And he said, no, you're going to tell him.
Oh,
and
no.
So I called him out of the blue and said, hey, this is who I am. I had met him at Dell's birthday party the summer before and just said I was doing some, you know, writing about Dell's history, didn't really specify because Dell didn't want anybody to know at that time. And I just revealed that his dad was the top scout and sniper and knew Japanese fluently, a very intelligent man, knew karate and jiu-jitsu, and could, you know, get rid of somebody instantly by just giving one karate chop. I mean, he was really a very talented Marine.
You know, as a writer, you would appreciate this too, because I do, as someone who does thousands of interviews, is that, mm-hmm. you know, we walk by people every day on the street, mm-hmm. in the grocery store, at church. And, you know, we all know that everybody has a story. It's just a matter of getting them to open up. But
it
really, you don't know the kind of stories people have until you really sit down and visit.
Exactly. And part of my book starts just from chapter one forward on, there's this gentleman, very gentlemanly, he's helpful. His demeanor is fantastic. You would never believe that this is his history, because I couldn't believe it when he told me, because you just never think that this really docile, nice guy could have ever been, a sniper and a killer and a hand-to-hand combat killer. But he had to be, because that was his job.
Wow, just amazing stories. I've interviewed a lot of veterans over the years. It's not uncommon, especially for World War II era veterans, to not really want to talk a lot in detail about their experiences.
He does speak about that, and it's very painful to remember those experiences. And I, interestingly enough, asked immediately when we started interviewing and talking, I said, Dell, do you have post-traumatic stress? And he said, no, I've never had it. Well, of course he hasn't. I found out soon into the interview, and he has it really bad now because he opened up this can of worms that he's been trying to suppress and forget about for 70 years. So I did get to interview all four of his grown children, and that's half of the book, the second half, on their reaction to, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. I can't believe I didn't know it. I do have some recollections of this or that when I was very small, but they were pretty amazed at and saying to me, this really explains our dad so much, because they had no idea he was suffering from post-traumatic stress. So it's been a really, really great journey.
Wow. And therapeutic for everyone involved, including you.
Oh, definitely. Totally. And I just, again, am amazed at how many people, like you said, you just walk by, they're your neighbors, you see them at church, whatever, and they have stories like this just hidden inside them.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked a lot about the book, except we haven't talked about the title. What's the title of the book?
The title is Nobody's Hero, The Story of a Marine Scout Sniper. And even to come up with that title was somewhat difficult, but Dell's youngest son, and after we started communicating, they were really on board with getting this going. We discussed what the title would be, and his youngest son said, how about Nobody's Hero, because Dell is the type of Marine that doesn't believe he's a hero and the type of veteran that will not, accept any accolades for being a hero. He did go on the honor flight, and I'm sure in Iowa they have honor flights just like they do here in Wisconsin. And he said it was difficult to come back from honor flight because he doesn't feel like a hero. He had to kill a lot of people, which was part of war. And anytime I'd write something, I'd take it back to Dell, my Marine, and he'd edit it for me. And if there was anything that appeared, even the smallest amount of, this looks like bragging, or this looks like it's making me sound like a hero, he would have me delete it.
I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be an opportunity for folks to talk a little bit more and hear more of these stories and perhaps get a signature on a book there, too, if they stop on by at the Audubon Public Library on April 7th, right?
Absolutely. That'll be at 7 p.m. And since I've led writing groups for a long time, I will be leading a writing workshop from 5 to 6:30 ahead of time. And I'd love to have anybody who writes for themselves, would like to write their family stories, a lot of family histories. Maybe you have a veteran in your family that you would like to write about. I'd love to share my information as a writer and how to get published.
Wow, that's just incredible. Oh, and by the way, the next day, too, April 8th, you'll be in Irwin.
I will. I have an aunt that lives there, and so I decided to head over to Irwin as well, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Irwin Public Library.
Very good. You've had a lot of success already with the book.
Absolutely. We had a launching on February 20th here with a grand opening of a new community center where Dell used to be a great volunteer at the senior center. The senior center became a new community center, and we built a brand new building. So we had over 1,000 people present, and we sold out of books that day. It was just a tremendous, tremendous event, and I'm looking forward to sharing the story everywhere I can.
That's amazing. And where can folks find the book?
We are on Barnes & Noble and Amazon online, so you can order it there. And then anytime I go out and present, speaking engagements and book signings, I'll have extra books with me. And Dell has signed them. I don't think he'll be coming to Iowa with me in this area. He has tried to make several events with me, which has been great. But I was a little bit too far for a 91-year-old, and I think it's just too much for him.
Yeah, very good. Well, God bless him for sharing the story. I know it's got to be a little bit painful, but still, it's going to be therapeutic, I bet, for a lot of other veterans who might be suffering through those same instances.
I think so, and we'll give tips about how, if you have a quiet veteran in your family or somebody who's struggling with post-traumatic stress, through the Art Center where I had been connected, there's an art therapist that has information, and that's really a popular program now through art therapy. There's a lot of veterans programs that work with veterans on that and their families.
Yeah, well, we understand a lot of that stuff so much better now than we used to.
Absolutely.
Well, Carla, thanks so much for your time here this morning. I appreciate you taking the time to really delve into that story and put it to paper so folks can experience some of what some of these folks went through. I'm sure it'll be a very good read for folks, even if they are not really history readers. These are personal stories. It reaches a lot of people.
Right, and it might give you some insight on how to talk to your own veterans if you have parents that are still living or relatives. Or even, now there's parents that are serving right now. So we hope that it does help.
Absolutely. Carla Jensen, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to your visit.
Thank you so much.